Democrats in Indiana have hit the road to rally support for President Biden's more than $2.2 trillion American Jobs Plan. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports the politicians say they'd like bipartisan support in Congress, where it's expected to get a vote soon.
The tour officially kicked off last week in South Bend at a local union hall, a fitting venue since Democrats say Biden's plan will create good-paying union jobs. The theory is that those jobs would emerge from major investments in infrastructure projects, like laying cable for high-speed internet, fixing bridges, and replacing lead water pipes. Former U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly spoke at the event. He said things like better roads, bridges, and airports are desperately needed in Indiana, and the chance to improve them should entice both parties.
Potholes are not Democratic potholes or Republican potholes. We can fix our roads. We can rebuild our country.
After a compromise with Republicans was struck in Washington, Donnelly said he expects Congress to make progress on the jobs plan this week. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.